Did you have fun today at Cousin Tommy's house, sweetie?
What? Oh, yes, Daddy. I had loads of fun.
Fun? Sure, I remember fun. But that was before. Before him. Patty began to tell your dad about him. About the boy that got away. About falling in love. It all started this morning when Daddy dropped me off at Aunt Dee Dee's house.
Oh, honey, you're going to have so much fun today.
It was going to be the usual thing. Daddy heading for a weekend at the office while I had to take care of the babies.
Now play nicely, sweetie. Thanks again, Dee Dee.
Sure. I'll walk you to the door.
Let's play a little game. It's called Pin the Tail on the Donkey. And you two can be the donkeys.
Hey, Angelica, you leave them alone.
Oh, yeah? Why should I?
Because there's a really big kid coming today, bigger than you even.
Bigger than me? Ha! I'm not afraid of a bigger kid. How big?
Tommy! Your new friend is here!
That was the first time I saw him. Dark glasses, shiny black hair. He was a four-year-old's dream on a five-year-old's bike. He pedaled up to me, ran a Reptar comb through his hair, lifted his glasses and said,
Hi, I'm Dean.
And I fell for him like a ton of blocks. I looked at him, and he looked at me. And then he said,
You must be Tommy. I heard about you. A kid in daycare said you almost braked out once.
Well, it didn't really work or anything.
Heck, Tommy, it's not the things you do. It's the things you think.
Wow, did you make that up?
Nope, I read it in Dr. Seuss. Have you guys ever heard of a book called The Cat in the Hat? It changed my life.
I could tell Dean was in love with me, but maybe I'd have to let him know it. First, I'd try the direct approach.
But don't you two ever get tired of doing everything together? I mean, don't you ever just want to be yourselves?
Oh, we are ourselves.
Hi there!
Hi? I'm telling you, Chucky, there's no reason to be afraid of oatmeal.
It's not really the oatmeal I'm afraid of. It's the guy on the box with the scary hat.
Then I tried the helpless girl approach.
Oh, help, help! I seem to have dropped my doll. I'm way too weak to pick it up myself.
Here, Angelica.
Thanks, Chucky.
What'd I do?
Then I tried the hard-to-get approach.
See, Tommy, you start with preschool, then there's kindergarten, and then you go to college.
Uh-oh.
You can't have me! You can't have me! You can't have me!
So, that means when you're in kindergarten, you're almost a grown-up.
Nah, you gotta be 10 or 11 before you're a grown-up.
Dean just didn't understand the ways of love.
Something's wrong with Angelica.
Yeah, she didn't pick us up by our shirts, or pour sand in our hair, or bump our heads together, or anything.
The leather was wrong with her.
Let's go find out. Hi, Angelica. Is something bothering you?
No, nothing. Nothing except love.
Love?
You mean like how you feel about your mom when she burps you?
Or how your kitty feels when you pull him by his tail?
I mean real love. L-U-V. The kind between a boy and a girl.
It's Dean. I love him more than milk and cookies.
Even Oreos?
But he doesn't even know I'm alive. It's like when you want to play with Spike, but all Spike wants to do is eat dog food.
Well, maybe you should do what I do. Just take his bowl away and climb on his back.
It's no use. You'll never understand. I'll never love again. At least not till first grade.
Wait, I got an idea. You want Dean to pay attention to you, right?
Yeah.
Well,
When I want my mom to pay attention to me, I cry a lot, like I'm in trouble. Maybe if Dean thought you were in trouble, he'd pay attention to you.
But I'm not in trouble.
Well, we can make it look like you are.
I know. We could pretend you lost your favorite bottle.
Or maybe your mommy's gonna wash your hair.
Not that. It's way too scary.
No, it's gotta be something that really looks dangerous. After all, I'm playing the most dangerous game of all.
Musical chairs?
No, dummy, love.
It's too bad you can't do like those cowboys on TV.
What do you mean?
Well, whenever a cowboy meets a girl, she's always on a runaway wagon, and the cowboy guy's to save her.
But how are we gonna get a runaway wagoner?
I know.
Help! Help! This dog is going wild, and surely I will crash!
Like it's working. Are looking at each other like that.
Yeah, they look kind of sick.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time won't you sing with me?
That was beautiful. Usually that song seems so educational to me.
Angelica?
Yes, dear?
I got this poem that makes me think about you. Want to hear it?
Oh, Dino, you can read?
Sure, I'm a fan.
Oh, read it to me. Read it to me.
See, Spot, run. Spot runs fast. Run, Spot, run.
Wow.
Isn't that cute?
Reminds me of Howard and yours truly back in third grade. Used to sit behind him in class, poking him with my index finger.
Really?
Yep. Took him 20 years to figure out it was just my way of saying, I like ya.
Hmm.
More milk?
Thanks.
And how about you, Cynthia?
Angie?
Yes, Dino?
Do you think we could be alone for a second?
But, Dino, we are alone.
No, I mean...
Oh. Yes, Dino?
Well, I just wanted to tell you...
What, Dino?
Well, you make me feel... funny.
What do you mean? I don't have cooties.
No, not like that. Like I could do something crazy.
Crazy?
Like... ride a bike without training wheels, or eat a couple of snails, or...
Yes?
Or...
Yes?
Or...
What are they doing?
I don't know. It looks like they're gonna eat each other's faces or something.
Dean! Where are you?
See you later, Angelica.
What do you mean?
Time I was moving on.
Is it another woman?
Yeah. My mom.
We're sorry, Angelica.
Yeah, we
we could tell you really liked Dean a lot.
Liked a lot? I'll show you what I like a lot. Losing Dean was the hardest thing that ever happened to me. I felt like a toy without batteries. But love's like that sometimes. As Bob is my witness, I'll never fall in love again.
Hey, there's our new neighbors.
Hello, you must be Drew Pickles. I am Jacqueline Dumont.
Oh, hi, Jackie. Pleasure to meet you. This is my daughter, Angelica. Whoa, and who's this?
Oh, allow me to introduce my son, Jean-Claude.
Hello, Mr. Pickles. Hello, Angelica. I am, how you say, pleased to meet you. I think I'm going to like it here in America.
Soon, Tweetums, very soon.
We better find an ice cream parlor quick before these kids start a riot.
Used to be one in every corner, but not now.
Daddy!
Back then, ice cream was ice cream. Not this crazy frozen yogurt gelato rice stuff.
Daddy!
And they had real flavors, too, like chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and this meatloaf chunk or avocado swirl.
Daddy, Daddy, Daddy!
What is it? Cupcake?
Are we there yet?
Soon, sweetheart. Very, very soon.
Now there's something that hasn't changed.
Yeah, Funland. Remember those games of miniature golf we used to play there when we were kids?
How could I forget? The golden days of our youth.
Too bad we don't have time to play a quick one right now.
Yeah, too bad. But we promised to get those kids some ice cream, and that's what we're gonna do. Get them some ice cream.
I agree wholeheartedly.
What the heck? They can wait a little longer.
Yeah!
Is this where the ice cream is, Daddy?
Well, pretty close, Sugarcane. Daddy and Uncle Stu have some important business to do first, and then you'll get all the ice cream you can eat.
Oh, boy!
Whoa!
Miniature golf.
The sport of kings. After you.
No, 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 after you.
Oh, but I insist.
Oh, no, 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 I insist. The kids!
Is my name. Mini Links are my claim to fame. I'm the club pro owner and operator of Funland Golf. Can I interest you boys in 18 holes of pure putting pleasure?
That's what we're here for, Earl.
Call me Mr. Skaggs. All my friends do. Now step right this way. Okay, now you got your course A, course B, front nine, back 18, double, trouble, triple whammy. What'll it be?
Just once through will be fine.
Here's your scorecard, your pencils, your balls, your beginner's putters.
Hold on there. Did you say beginners? We're not beginners.
Yeah, we played lots of times.
Oh, of course. I didn't mean it that way. It's just that I didn't figure you wanted to rent one of these. The Eagle Eye Super Putter 4000Z. This is the kind of club the pros use. I'll take it.
And just to, you know, try it out.
Same here. Just to try it out, too.
Hi, Tommy. What you guys doing?
Nothing, Angelica. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. I saw a whole mountain made of ice cream, but besides that...
What? A whole mountain of ice cream?
Where, Angelica? Come on, I'll show you.
Okay, everyone. Everybody ready?
Have a good time. And remember, if you make a hole-in-one on Ice Cream Mountain, you get a free game. Of course, no one ever gets a hole-in-one on Ice Cream Mountain. Ever.
What would you say to a little bet? I mean, just to make things interesting. Say, $5 a hole?
Shame on you, Drew. Betting is a bad, bad thing. Make it 10.
Well, Angelica, did you see it? Did you see Ice Cream Mountain?
Of course I saw it, dummy. Now, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna lead an expedition and go across the Funland and find Ice Cream Mountain.
By ourselves?
Yes, by ourselves. And then we're gonna scoop up all the ice cream and split it up equal. Only I get most because I saw it first. So come on!
You first, Drew. I insist.
No, no, no. I insist. You first, little brother.
What did you think it was doing, Chucky? Did you think it was funny? Did you think it was nice? Did you think it was smart to knock somebody down who is so much older and prettier and stronger than you are?
No.
What were you thinking then, huh?
Well, I was thinking...
What? Huh?
I was thinking maybe there wasn't any ice cream mound.
No ice cream mountain?
You take that back.
But you asked me what I was thinking.
Take it back.
But I...
You want a knuckle sandwich?
Get me down! Get me!
Wow!
What happened, Chucky? I see ice cream mountain!
Hooray!
It's got gumdrops and cherries and marshmallow and all kinds of stuff. And it's real, real big. Bigger than a cloud.
That's what I told you. Now let's go.
Come on. I
haven't got all day.
Not getting any younger back here. Yes, what a comeback.
Minute. I didn't come all this way to be chased off by some dumb cookie.
But, Angelica, that's a gingerbread man. How are we going to get past the gingerbread man?
Don't be such a dumb head, Tommy. That's not a real gingerbread man. It's a fake. All we gotta do is wait for him to go down into his toaster. Then we can run across the top before he pops back up again.
I'm not going, Angelica. That gingerbread man is more scarier than the dog that lives next door, or the guy on the oatmeal box, or...
Is he more scarier than this?
Nope, not scarier than that.
Come on.
It's not even cold.
But if it's not cold, Tommy, how can it be ice cream?
I know. Maybe the good stuff is all inside.
Look, here's a door.
Last hole all tied up.
It wouldn't be all tied up if you were keeping score right.
Well, look who's talking, mister. That was just a practice swing.
Let's go, fellas.
You're ruining things for everyone.
I don't know, Angelica. This doesn't look like ice cream.
There has to be ice cream in here someplace. Otherwise, why would they call it Ice Cream Mountain? Look there. Maybe that's where they're hiding it.
What do you see, Angelica?
This isn't the ice cream mountain.
It's all fake.
I do it.
No! Ice cream mountain is real. I just know it is. It just has to be.
Hey, what's going on here?
It's those guys.
Yeah. They're the slowest golfers I've ever seen. Why doesn't the owner do something? Now, gentlemen, do you think we might move it along a little bit? There are other people who want to play.
You stay out of this, okay? I've had it up to here with you trying to hurry us along. We're paying customers. You first, little brother.
No, you first.
I said you first. What do you want? A written invitation?
Come on, fellas. You guys are practically pros. Why don't you both just hit your balls at the same time? Well, that's it. Game's over. You both lost.
Hey, wait a minute.
We want a free game! But that can't happen! There's just no way!
Hey, if those guys can get a hole in one, anybody can!
Nice game, big bro.
You said it, little bro.
I love my ice cream!
You know, we didn't really pay enough attention to the kids today.
You're right, Stu. You know what? We got a couple of free games. Maybe we could let the kids play. It won't take long.
Oh, please, no! Anything but that! I'll give you anything!
Do you think we could find something the kids would like?
I told you. Didn't I tell you? Yeah, sure did. I knew there was a whole mountain made of ice cream.